Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Welcome to Mission Watch Live, another Messiah's Branch National Satellite Radio Program. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is November 5th, 2015. With Mission Watch Live, we are warning the world as it happens. If you need help with anything after the program, please call me. If you need a prayer, you can call me for that also. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your number, your prayer request, and or message. The phone number, of course, is 620-878-4682. 620-878-4682. In an emergency, my cell phone number is 316-619-4886. You know, you can always find the updates with the breaking news, our ministry, radio program archives, and our mailing address at our blog, which is very simply prophecyhour.com. Prophecyhour.com. Our archives can also be found at prophecyhour.com and branch.podomatic.com. Both are very smartphone friendly. In fact, the podomatic.com, which is the in-time radio archives where this will be at in the podcast a couple hours later tonight, probably around 9 p.m. Central, that place has apps that you can download for your smartphone. But really, for either one, it's just already smartphone friendly. You don't have to download anything. You can even just stream from the site. So go over and check it out. And I challenge you to share these programs with at least two or three other people. Now, prayer, and we'll bring on tonight's guest. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. Father, I really pray that radio tonight goes according to your will and not my will nor our guest's will, Father, but your will, Father. So what comes out tonight does indeed benefit the people and give everyone out there ears and wish to hear the truth. Amen and amen. Well, tonight we talk again with Tom Carey. He's a minister and co-founder of the Church of God Ministries International. He's been an ordained minister for 20 years. Some of his responsibilities are to serve as director of operations. He writes a monthly newsletter for the mailing list, and he produces a quarterly magazine for the church. He also produces sermons and Bible studies. The Church of God International has ministers and small congregations scattered around Canada, Trinidad, and Kenya. Recently, with appearances from Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Pastor Mark Splick, and author and talk show host Bill Salas, and Troy Duhon, I don't really know how to pronounce that, executive producer of God's Not Dead, the movie, Tom produced a new video called Out of the Mouth of Two Witnesses, Warnings from the Heaven. Well, we're going to talk to him about it tonight, and we did bring it up before on a radio program, but we're going to talk to him about it tonight because something else has come out of it called Project Go, which is about warning the nation to repent. So now let's welcome Tom Carey and get him in on this. Welcome, Tom. How are you?
Hello, Pastor Dan. It's good to be back with you again tonight.
Yeah, amen. Well, first off, you know, we're going to go back. We talked about this before it came out, but I want to talk about this video again, because then I want to go into this for you to tell us about what Project Go is all about, and then we'll just talk. So this video is called The Handwriting on the Wall. Tell us, the folks, a little about it. What's it about?
Yeah, that's the Handwriting on the Wall project. It was the video. It was an outreach from the first one we did that we talked about quite a few months ago, where we had Rabbi Kahn and Pastor Mark Bilson, Bill Salas, talking about the concerns of that was coming in the fall with the blood moon tetrads and there were so many things that were lining up. And so we did a program at the beginning talking about some of the concerns that helped bring about the awareness and some of the efforts that was taking place. But did you notice how eerily quiet the prophetic front has gotten now that all of that has passed? I don't know if you're... It's like
okay, you had to do that, didn't you?
Your emails have gotten quieted too then.
They're trying. Look, they're trying to refigure everything and figure out how everything fell into place when it didn't fall into place. Because they were saying things, they were speaking from themselves instead of paying attention to what was really going on, because there was a lot that really went on. Back to you.
Yeah, and that's what the problem we kept coming up with is that when we interviewed them and I was talking with them off the set, is that they were, the men, they're brilliant men, and of course I believe God inspired it because the events were real. But here was the problem that I kept coming to, because of the years that I've had looking into prophecy, is that what people were trying to do, they never really said it, but this is what they were looking at, and this is why they were coming to the wrong conclusions, is they were looking at these events as prophecies. And so they were trying to foretell them, like, because this was coming, it's like it's a prophetic event that's about to happen. But it wasn't. It was not a prophetic event. So as we were developing all these things, I was looking at the events that were taking place, and I kept coming up with different conclusions. So when we finished part one, we immediately went back to the drawing board to have ready when the fall events took place. And we were on record before the fall. All right, the handwriting on the wall was, and if anybody looked at our intro, it's a five-minute intro, is that while all of those events were taking place, and in the intro we said, while all these things are taking place, where everybody's waiting for the world to come to an end, Christ to come back, place of safety, tribulation, rapture, the whole works, We focused on something else that was taking place, and we believe, from as best we can put it together, is what God was showing us is that the handwriting was on the wall. And so we go back through in part two, we develop in that hour special how the handwriting was on the wall and what was taking place. And just briefly to give you a little background on it, that focuses on, there's two events that was focused on, is the rise of Esau, and we believe Esau, the Idumeans, the Edom, we believe that they have become infiltrated into the Idumeans, into what's called the Catholic Church today, or the Holy Roman Empire. And we take that hour special to talk about those events that was taking place and tie that into the Pope's visit. Well, what happened was really a shock to us because it's never happened to us before in any project we've ever done. When that special ran, on Monday morning, the switchboard at the LaCie Broadcast Network began lighting up as soon as they opened up, and they wanted to know who the ministry was that played that special, and they wanted to get in touch with us. And so we immediately began getting phone calls, and this went on for weeks because we ran it for three weekends. But
right.
Here's one other thing. Here's what really shocked us, is pastors began calling in, wanting to know how they could get a copy of that special so that they can share it with their members. And that was that's what really surprised us, because that's never happened to us before. And
right.
So we began sending out the DVDs to the pastors. And then one
right.
more thing happened, is the publisher who published my book that I had written on the blood moons, which, by the way, I don't have to change a single word, even though the events have passed, because we were saying even in my book 2 years ago that these events are taking place are not going to come to the same conclusions that everybody thought they were. They
right.
were forward looking. They were all forward. In fact, you and I agreed to that. They were forward looking, that Christ was, there was no way he's coming back yet. So anyway, the Mormon, he's a Mormon. So he called me up and wanted to know, said the Mormons had seen some of it and they wanted me to come up to Salt Lake City, and they were having a three-day seminar weekend between for 5,000 to 8,000 people. And so I was brought up as a guest to speak to the Mormons about the special and talking about Tammuz 17 in what events are actually taking place that people didn't look at. And so that's where we come into with
well, the project. I want to open up that can of worms, so to speak, right now. You know, first, that's pretty shocking. When you told me that, you know, I'd stop and think about it. You went and talked to the Mormons. Is there something going on there, Father Tom, that maybe we should share with the people or what?
Yeah, I tell you, I don't know what actually God's doing there, but let me tell you how I was received up there. It was reminding me of, like, the Bereans. Is that when I got up there, I had no background as to what was taking place in there except to come up, and believe it or not, Pastor Dan, they said, you have total freedom to tell us whatever it is you want to tell us, and don't worry about offending us.
Really?
I've never had that happen before.
Yeah. And
so when I got up there, is that I found out that the Mormon faith, they're fracturing. There's segments and breaking off, and it's real quiet. Nobody really knows about it. And so when I got there, the thing that people wanted to know about was they wanted to know about the ancestry of Israel tied in with America and tied into the events of today, and they wanted to know about the holy days.
Really?
And, yeah, so... when I got there, I had one lecture hall. There was like four lecture halls. When you have, they had 20 or 40, I think it was 40 of their top authors coming in from around the country. They even brought one man in from Europe to mm-hmm. begin lecturing about the things they believe. And when this was amazing, this is why I know God's doing it. They asked me to send them a bio and what I was going to talk about. And I was at the Feast of Tabernacles and I was traveling, so I couldn't send them anything. I didn't even know I had an email from them. And so
right.
There was no information, there was no lead-up, except it says, you know, talking about Tammuz 17 and our history, handwriting on the wall. That's all it said. And we had more people in that lecture hall than the other three lecture halls put together.
Well, maybe they heard all their stuff before. No. Okay, quit laughing.
That'll keep me humble. Yeah, that'll keep me humble. When I started talking to them, it was amazing. I gave them the background, let them know I was a Sabbath keeper, and
right.
I kept the holy days, and they wanted to know about it. And when it was finished, these people were so excited. I mean, I don't get that kind of excitement in my own congregation.
Oh, no comment.
It's really funny. Like, you hear in your own congregation, you're going to say, who's speaking today? They say, Tom's speaking. Well, is he going to do anything special or just a regular sermon? I don't know how it is with all the other pastors, but then, you get so used to it. But
oh, it's
they
just
treated
Tom
me with yeah. such respect. It was amazing.
Well, you know, so we have to look at the information that they're curious about. They're curious about the holy days, and you know, so what's going on here? Is there being a call back now? I mean, even ten years ago, they wouldn't have let you in. I don't think they'd let you in the door because, you know, that's so against their teachings. You know what I'm saying? But I think there's overall, and this is a widespread, Tom, with other people other than the Mormons, is everybody is getting curious about the holy days. And do you see an increase in people that you know or in congregations and, you know, having the feast or attending? You see a greater
yeah.
excitement?
Yeah, you know, actually, even the fact, you know, years ago, because I've been keeping the Sabbath since 1971, years ago, you keep the Sabbath, it was just an order, you're just another Jew, the way they would think about it. Really, and then you, of course, you get ready for the persecution and the attacks. But
right.
even today now, more and more people are looking actually into that, the reality that the law of God hasn't changed. And the next logical step is looking into the holy days. You know, when they find Leviticus 23 and God said, these are my holy days, and he begins with the Sabbath, and that was one of the scriptures that I read to them up there, that you cannot get around that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, Pastor Dean, what I'm thinking going, you know, this is just human reasoning here, but I think from what we see from scripture, and you can tell me what you're seeing, I think what God's beginning to do is open people's minds and beginning to lay the seeds so for when the time comes that the change can be made. But it, and so now's the time. Here's what I found so shocking since the blood moons is finished, is that now's the time when we got to be busy going to work. And I find so many of the churches and the people, because nothing happened, they figured they got, well, we don't have to do anything. We dodged the bullet and they go back to business as usual.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's because of these other people putting out all these other things without pointing to what they were really about. You know, and because it was about a lot, as we talked about it. But let's go with this. I want to go back to the feast. You know, like right now, you know, I had a military man that came into the church. And, well, wait a minute. I'm going to save that for a blessing and for maybe another program, because I just turned him on to Mark Blitz's The Feast, you know, and I'm not quite sure where that's going to go, but, you know, he was highly curious about it. But the point is that there's so many people that are relating back to the feast, and once they're explained to them, and they see how Messiah is detailed in all of it, you know, it's hard for them to go backwards into the things they were already keeping. And doesn't it make sense, Tom, that, you know, like you just said, Yeshua is going to demand that they keep the Feast of Tabernacles. You know, it talks about it in the Scriptures. And, you know, when he returns, and so why wouldn't he be pre-getting people to head towards that? You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. Yeah, and you'd bring it to a logical conclusion to people. Like, you know, it was instituted in the Old Testament. Christ, when he was on the earth, he kept them. The apostles after him kept them. In the very first order that we see written in Zechariah, when he stands on the Mount of Olives, he's going to command them to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. Why would he not do it now?
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's what you say. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Anyway, I was going to say
that the Mormons, when I was finished, I was invited, before I left, I was invited to come back up and talk to them during the spring holy days.
Really?
Yeah. And then since I left there, I got word from Stephen Spikerman, who's a minister out of England, and he's been contacted because he was there with me. And so he was contacted about the possibilities if he would be free next year, because get ready for this, because some of the groups that have broken away are considering keeping the Feast of Tabernacles next year for the first time.
Really?
Really.
That's, folks, if you're listening to this program, there's something, and this is prophetic. The people are being called back to the Torah, are being called back to what we left, but we didn't need to leave. But this is prophetic. I mean, you know, for the Mormons to be going back and, you know, to want to keep the feast, that is just completely profound, Tom, I think.
Yeah, now that's not the largest groups, that's the smaller groups, but it starts somewhere. And
yeah, absolutely.
Them like rebels. But here's what I'd like to ask all the people in your audience to pray about,
okay,
is that the problem that I've seen, because there was many highs and lows the 3 days that I was with them, is the problem is that the root of their faith is so strong. What they're trying to do at this particular junction is they're trying to adapt the new truth, melding it with their faith. And in many, many areas, that just is not going to work. And so it's going to take a lot of time. In fact, I was on the plane praying about it when I came home and asked from God to say, listen, it's going to take him to break down the barriers, because from what I've seen, those barriers is as strong as trying to change the Catholic Church. Those people deeply believe in their foundations, and there are many of the foundations that are not rooted from Scripture is rooted in Mormonism.
Right. Rooted in that other book, what do they even call it? I can't think of the name of it now. You know, they have the other New Testament. What do they call that?
I don't remember.
Well, I guess we're not good Mormons then, you know. Well, they'll send you one free, man, you know. Actually, they'll send you a free Bible, and it's just the Book of Mormon. That's what it is. They'll send you the Book of Mormon free along with it, you know. And that's
I'd like to tell you something about the people that were there. I mean, with all readiness, they the eyes were lit up and they were on fire. In fact, when that session was over, a bunch of them ran to the main person who, he said, they wanted to know how come I wasn't in the main hall giving that information to the big hall in the afternoon. And
really?
So they put me on notice. They said, listen, if they got a cancellation, to be ready to redo it to the thousands at one time in the huge hall. But I never got that opportunity. But here's what else they did. There's two more things. I don't know how much time you had to break. I'll try to keep it quick.
We got about 2 minutes before break.
Okay. Well, they brought me into the main hall and asked me to come in the afternoon at one of their largest sessions, and they stood me up in the middle of the hall and introduced me and let everybody know what I spoke on, and that if they got a chance, keep filing, and then they would have me come back and do that again in the main hall. And then at the final session, one of their gurus, the guy who's written over 20 books for them, who actually was retired 30 years at Brigham Young University, he asked me to come to his seminar, and he had the final seminar of the 3 weekends, of the 3 days. And when I got there, at the very beginning, I sat in way in the back of the room, and his place was packed. He asked me to stand up. He says, Tom, tell the people about the holy days and why we're supposed to keep them. And when I finished, I didn't take, 5 minutes, 8 minutes, it was real short. The people applauded. And so that was the reception. And he told the people, he says, listen, he said, that man's been doing this since 1971. And he said, and we need to catch up and we need to start keeping God's holy days.
Wow.
For 30 years.
That's fantastic because, I could look beyond just the like you say, well, a group is going to do it. Well, you know what those groups all have? Those people in those groups have friends, and they're going to go talk about it and how rich and fulfilling it is, you know what I'm saying? And that's going to – that planet, not only a seed – excuse me. I believe it planted a huge wedge. Tom, why don't you tell them where your website's at, and then we'll go to break.
Okay, they can. It's real easy. It's GUCW.org. That's GodsUnchangingWord.org. GUCW.org, and they can find us there.
Yeah, folks, go over there and check it out. And there's even a link there that you can view the trailer to the DVD that we're talking about. And I strongly suggest that you get these DVDs and share it with somebody. Again, it's not that I'm trying to push selling something. What I'm trying to push is the truth of the Father. So you need to get these things and pass them on, and maybe we'll tell you some other things you can do too. But if you're not keeping the feast, you should be keeping the feast. And we'll be back, folks, in 3 minutes.
Don't go away. Pastor Dan will be right back.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to Mission Watch Live on the American Voice Radio Network. Well, folks, please remember to pray tonight about a donation for our work with the homeless and poor from our mission church in Wichita, Kansas. And, of course, the homeless are poor, but we're also talking about poor people from all over the city that come in looking for coats, hats, gloves, medications, all these kind of things, and food, of course, and miracle prayers, because they're not getting it from the churches aren't giving them to them. And, you know, they go to an agency, which is a structured thing that makes them go through a bunch of, different things, fill out different kinds of paperwork. And if one little box is wrong, well, then they can't help them. And so, you know, people come to us looking for help. They know that miracles happen there. In fact, that's what the agencies tell the people. Well, if you can't find help anyplace else, go over there to Pastor Dan's. They don't call it Messiah's Branch, you know, which that's the name, but they call it Pastor Dan's, which is what they nicknamed me. So they say, go to Pastor Dan's and see if they can help you. And over and over and over, we get these people who have millions of dollars in their budget, send these people to us. And it really is mind-boggling that happens. But also, you can't believe how many miracles have come out of there and come from that. So, you know, we're just trying to help the people that the Father is sending us. And so we need your help. You know, we don't sell anything. You know, of course, last week you heard me talking about, on my website, you can find a link to storage food, and I'm not going to really push that because I do believe that everybody should have at least a year's supply of food. But I'm having a real hard time at the same time telling you, well, if you go over and buy this food from our website, which I think it's a really good product, well, we're going to get a percent of that. And so I'm having a problem with that. You know, in fact, it bothers me enough that I feel like that I'm not going to do it because I don't want to compromise what I believe because of money. We have just relied on you folks, the people that listen to us on radio and the people in our mail-out newsletter, to donate the money to keep us going, because Messiah's Branch is just a really small family-like congregation, and the people that we help are the poorest of the poorest. So how have we survived for 16 years? Well, the Father has used you folks that are listening to us on radio to donate because, again, we sell nothing, you know. So pray about it. We really do need your help. So, you know, folks, we are the last hope for so many. And you know what? You are responsible to care one for another, as we really are, brothers keepers. If you read the Word, you would find that out. All donations, no matter what size, helps. And the Father notices all donations that come from where? Your heart. You can donate online or by mailing a check or money order, and you can find all that information at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. Or call me at 620-878-4682. 620-878-4682. And before I bring our guest back on, I want to point out one other thing to you. While you know, you can always call us for your prayer request, we also have another way that you can get a prayer request from us taken care of. If you mail us a letter and tell us what that you want, we'll take the letter to the Mission Church. We'll anoint it with oil, and we'll pray over it, lay hands on it and pray over it, and we will send you back that letter so that you can have it and you can tell that we did indeed pray on it, because you'll be able to smell the anointing oil. So, and that's at no charge to you, so pray about that. You can also send me an email with your name and address, and I'll do the same thing. We'll print it out on my printer, and we will take it to the church. We'll anoint it with oil. We'll pray on it, lay hands on it, and we'll send it back to you. And this I want to do for you, you know, because I know so many of you people out there that listen to radio aren't in congregations, you know. And if you're looking for places to go, you should go to a place that keeps a feast. And anyway, now we're talking about the feast. Let's bring Tom Carey back on. Are you there with us, Tom?
Yeah, Pastor Dan, we're here.
Absolutely. Church of God, they're all over the place, international, aren't they?
Yes, sir. Our church, it's actually the name's called Church of God Ministry International, and we're actually a family of small congregations spread across the U.S. and in other churches. But the Church of God community at large is even bigger, which came out of the Worldwide Church of God years ago, that it just kind of just blew up. And there's probably 400 congregations spread across the country. So
yeah, absolutely.
They're all Sabbath keepers, and they all keep the holy days.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me say something about those. You know, there's a lot of those fellows when they came out. Now they have turned into they're instead of calling themselves Church of Gods, but you can tell that they're Hebrew roots congregations. You know, and you can still see that the beliefs are really much almost the same. You know what I mean? As when they were in the Church of God. But they're now kind of going by a different, I don't know, what would you say, I don't know, outer covering, I don't know. But they still came from the Church of God when it splintered. So a lot of these Sabbath keepers and groups out there that are putting on feasts and that a lot of you folks that do listen are going to, I bet if you did a little investigation that you'll find out that that group that you're in might have started from the Worldwide Church of God, right?
That's correct. Yeah, it was a very easy transition because they were already keeping many of the laws and the covenants of the Old Testament. So being able to reach out and to pick up more of the Hebrew roots and understand more of their heritage and their history and adapt to some of that, it was a really easy transition for so many of them.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But anyway, folks, so, you know, that's what you should see in the church. You should see a couple of things. One, you should see your Bible actually being read in the church and encouraged to study it. And the other thing that you should see is you should see that we're keeping the feast listed in Leviticus 23, which, you know, you brought something up a while ago that I think is really important out of that, is people miss, so often they miss the first feast that's listed, and that's the weekly Sabbath. Back to you.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, you can't separate the two. God says these are my holy days or my feast, and the very first one is the Sabbath, and it should be kept as a feast every single week. So, you know, it's a joy, it's a delight. You probably feel the same way. I feel closer to God on the Sabbath, preparing Sabbath messages than I have any other time of the week.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's because it's an appointed time, and I know he's there waiting on me, and I just feel the release. I've been keeping the Sabbath about, 26 or 27 years, and, you know, I feel such a release, and I feel called out. That's what we're supposed to be, is called out of the world. That's what church means, or ecclesia means, is called out. And so when I come and I meet with him in the Sabbath, I feel called out of the world. I'm set apart, you know, and in reference to something else you said earlier about, oh, well, they're just some more Jews. You know, I live out here in the country in this little small town, and that's what most of the people think about us up here. They think, oh, those guys, those are just Jews. You know, it's what they think about our family because we're 60 miles from Wichita. But anyway, point is I do feel, it makes me feel called out. The Sabbath does, and it's just such a wonderful experience. And I really started getting blessed. We didn't start getting blessed, rather, until after we started keeping the Sabbath. Back to you.
Yeah, that's the same way with me. So many people, they don't realize that they're afraid to let go of the past, but when they trust God and he reinforces their faith, God just deeply brings the blessings home. In fact, that's one of the things in Exodus 31 God says. He said that this is going to be the sign that you are my people, that you keep the Sabbath day. And that's why Satan hates the Saturday. He hates the Sabbath.
Yeah, and he can hate it all he wants. You know, he can hate it all, and he does indeed hate it. But you know what? It is such, I can't even explain the blessings that are in it. And the things that you do when you keep the feast and the Sabbath, you know, like I said earlier, they have so much meaning in them that it's just the things are undeniable. You know, and I'm going to mention Christmas. You know, Christmas, what do they got? They've got Santa Claus and they got a Christmas tree, and I can go scripturally and talk about all those things. But the point is you can't take those things and say, okay, here's where Santa Claus is in the Bible. You know what I mean? And, you know, here's your eggs and stuff, or your bells on the tree and all this stuff. But we can take the parts of the feast and say, this is where it's at, and this is what it means. And it indeed does. It's not a lie. Back to you.
That's right. So what we're trying to do, Pastor Dan, now is to get people to that junction, because, you see, that's a game changer, is, you know, catching people's attention, first of all, we need it, and that's the reason we was developing Project Go, when we began to see the people embracing the warning, because something incredible did take place during the fall holy days with the Pope's visit and events that took place this past year that people are not aware of. And so the handwriting on the wall, when people see this, and they begin to realize that events are taking place, but they're not paying attention because they're not putting them on God's timeline. They're using man's calendar. So when we put that special, the handwriting on the wall, and we took current events of this past year, just this past year, and we put them on God's timeline, I want to tell you something. There is a shocking element that sits in people's bones when they finish seeing that special. And that's why there's an exuberance that comes to the surface that people wanting to tell their friends. I got a call from a pastor who got a copy from one of his members who got the DVD, the handwriting on the wall, and he said, listen, he says, I'd like to get my own copy. He says, I've got a bootleg copy here. and it was so funny. He's laughing. He says, my member made me sit down and watch this program. And he says, so now I've got a bootleg copy. I want to get my own. So here's what we're trying to do. We're trying to give this away. And
right.
Here's all we want people to do. We're asking for help. Here's what Project Go, the term Go is for grassroots outreach. That's what. And so I'm sitting around praying, so how do we table what we're doing? My wife said, just call it Go, grassroots outreach. I said, well, that's perfect, because that's what Christ told his disciples. Go,
yeah.
Go ye therefore. So here's what we're trying to do, and we're going to launch in January and February to have everything ready to go by February, is that if whoever's listening to your program, if they'll just send me an email, we will send them the copy of the actual TV special. I mean, it's not for sale, it's free. And in it, we'll send them the package of what we're trying to do. And we're asking people to, in their area, this is kind of new, is if they will go, and we did this here in New Orleans, is get a phone book and everybody get together in their congregations or one or two persons at home. A lady sitting at home listening to your radio program can do this. Get a phone book, find where the churches are in your area, get a copy of the DVD, and let us know how many you need. We'll help you with the DVDs. And send this to the pastors and ask them to watch this DVD that was aired on the C broadcast to 80 million homes. It was going to 80 million homes. And see if they'd be willing to share that with their membership. And so we're trying to do that across the country. So for the price of postage and packaging, to begin starting with the pastors and then with whatever leadership they can help, and they have total freedom to copy the DVD as many times as they want to send out. And we're trying to get this launched to go in February across the nation. And we got an article coming out in the journal. Dixon Cartwright, I spoke to him, talked to him about the program. So I'm sending him, he asked me to send him an article on it. So we got a 1,500-word article with a promotion that's going to be in a journal that goes to all the churches of God. And so whoever's listening, if they will just send me an email, and I'll give that to you, the email address, we will put them in the mail what we're doing, how they can make a difference in their area to begin a warning. Now, yesterday, or the day before yesterday, while I'm talking to another minister about this, somebody actually called in. My wife catches the phone calls for the promotion, and he said that he invited people over with his church. He said, I don't know how many it was, we're going to get more information. He said, but standing room only, people came, and he said everybody applauded it and wanted to get copies so they can share with their friends.
Really?
Really. So this is, we've never had, in all the years I've been doing this, we've never seen this kind of participation. And so this is what we're trying to do, so that we can begin, if everybody will participate in their community, and just sit down, find out where the church, we here within 100 miles of New Orleans, we had over 350 churches. So we got the names and the addresses. And so the people get together on services after Sabbath, after services, and we'll begin listing all that information and send it to them. And so they're going to have the best success with the Protestant evangelical groups. And what this will do is let them know that something did happen this fall and this past year, and that we are on a timeline now that it could be that God is beginning to bring this era to a close. Now, how long that's going to be, I don't know. 5 years, 7 years, 20 years, I don't know. But things have changed this year, and the best days for America are behind us, and we need to get people prepared for Christ coming back.
Well, amen. But let's go with this. Here's, in order for this to happen, any kind of a transition like this, I think that this, like America, the best days in America are over. People will, maybe that will get their attention off of their TV sets and all their entertainment and all of those things, and they're gonna cry out to God. They want to know what's going on, and so it's the prime time for this to happen. What do you think?
Absolutely, and that's why we're. It's like inside of me, it's like God's put this sense of urgency now, is that because I had people call me up after the fall holy days when the world didn't come to an end. They said, well, I guess we got some time now. We can go back to do what we were doing. You know, it's like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Don't you remember when the Bible said half the church was asleep? What are you talking about?
Right. That's just insane. And it goes back to that, because there was so much stacked onto those things, you know. But if you go to the root of the things and see what happened, you know, there was nothing false about it. You know, it was just all these other things that people put on top of it, and
that's
they
right.
did for years. Go ahead.
The interpretation of what they thought was going to take place.
Right, and there you go, their interpretation, you know. That's not the Father's way, God's way, you know, which plainly told us what was going to happen. But, so yeah, you have, and you do, you have, it's the silent thing, you know what I mean? And before the feast, I had everybody trying to get on the radio program, you know, and had something to say, and blah, 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 and this was going to happen, and Daniel's timeline, according to, I don't know, Isaac Newton was coming about and all this. You know what? I those guys aren't bothering me to get on radio. I don't know why.
Well, you know, it was really bad. Is it just it makes God's, it cheapens God's word, because God didn't say those things. And when you put a human interpretation instead of waiting for God's leadership, it's always going to fail. Yeah, it's always going to fail. So, but I challenge everyone, you know, when they watch this 1 hour special, we'll send it just like it aired. We didn't change a single thing. And this was prepared months before the fall, letting them know the problem that was coming. And it happened, you know, these are there. And God was telling us something, but the people were not looking at what he was telling them. And when people see this, it wakes them up. You know, it shakes them up a little bit.
Well, my question to you is this. So are you advising them also to watch now, because I've got both DVDs in my hand. You have one right now we're talking about is Handwriting on the Wall. But should they not also get this Holy Roman Empire Revival and watch that also?
Yeah, you got all five DVDs? You got all five DVDs we sent you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, those we can't afford to give away because we're small.
Oh, I know that.
But we have a business at qvproductions.org, qvproductions.org, that they can buy those. And I certainly would recommend, I mean, if somebody, when they see this, they usually go buy them, and that helps us pay for the TV time when we ran the TV. Because it's basically just my wife and I and a handful of people here locally who do this. We're small like you are.
Right.
But at least to start off with, you know, I'm not trying to switch them and sell them anything. I'd like them to buy it, don't get me wrong. But to help us with the warning message, if they will at least watch that TV special, I tell you what, it will make a difference. And they will see stuff they have never seen before, because it takes events that took place last year and puts them in alignment of a warning that God was showing this nation that the people did not pay attention to.
Okay. Well, let's go with this. We've got a few minutes left. So explain to them one more time what is, if they request it, what it says, a kit or something like that. Tell them what they're going to get if they call toll-free. Tell them what they're going to get, what to expect, and what to do with it one more time. You got about 4 minutes.
Okay. Let me give them my email first. It's tomk122@cox.net. Let me repeat that. tomk122@cox.net. And if they'll just write in and say, I'd like to get the Project Go kit, Project Go kit, if they'll just write for that, and what they'll do is what we'll have is it'll be a little handout, a flyer that they can send with the DVD, because people say, well, what do I say? So we've created a flyer, and so they can send that with the DVD to the pastors in their area, and then to the leadership that they would like to send it to, and then try to get as many people as they can to watch it. All right, so it's a warning to let people know that the dangers are ahead. It's absolutely free, and it'll have information into it. They don't have to buy a single thing. But if they will help us participate in this, then we can get them more DVDs later. We can help them. We can answer all their questions later. And we're trying to get this to go by January, February, because if we can get it out in February, then we will have these warnings across the nation before the spring holy days comes.
Yeah, amen.
And that's what we're hoping for. I'd like to be able to blanket the nation with a warning on a ground roots element that I don't know that's ever been done this way. And it was so inexpensive, I don't know, you know, but God's got to lead you to it, that if people will just jump in and say, hey, I can do this. A widow at home sitting at her kitchen table can do this. You know, and it fractions of nothing. And then it's in the hands of the pastors to make a difference, whether they will warn their congregations or not. And then just start having share it with anybody you know. Like this other guy who called us up, he said he had standing room only, and people loved it.
Wow.
So it makes a difference.
Well, let me throw this in. And you even said they could bootleg the copies, Tom. What's the matter with you?
Yeah, bootleg and make, man, you couldn't make me any happier. Make 100 copies and give them away.
You know, I've had a lot of people on this radio program talking about their DVDs and what they wanted to do and how they wanted to get the word out. I have never had somebody come on the air and say, hey, make copies, hand it out. I've never heard anybody say that before, Tom. You're a first.
Well, I believe the warning, if they will watch, Take 1 hour and watch this. Watch it with your loved ones. Watch it with your family. Watch it with your church. Watch it alone. And if you will watch this, what it does is it takes prophecy out of the prophecy aspect and makes it current events.
And then it
touches home, Pastor Dan, that people will say, whoa. And believe me, I've talked to people who did, just like my publisher. He said, well, we've heard all this before. I said, no, let me explain something to you. And when they see what I was explaining to them, they said, we've never heard this before. And so it really brings some things out that people have never really looked at before.
Yeah, amen. Well, I'm totally on with it, and I'll help you any way that I can to help promote this. I'm going to put a – and I challenge you other folks out there that have blogs or websites, you can get a graphic from them and put it on your website. In fact, I'm looking at the graphic you sent me right now, this little Project Go box that you sent with your program. That's going to go up at the website. So, folks, we need to do this. Well, Tom, I appreciate you being on with me, and we'll do it again because I'm going to want a progress report on this. And I'm praying that we do get a whole bunch of new people that will be enjoying the spring feast. That would be a wonderful. Anyway, we run out of time.
Pastor Dan, thanks again. I sure appreciate being with you.
All right. Well, I love you. I love having you on the program. We'll do it again soon, and you be blessed, brother. Bye-bye.
God bless.
Well, folks, that was Tom Carey, and, you know, check him out. You will find his email, and check out check out all the things for yourself. That's what you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to do it because Pastor Dan said to do it. You're not supposed to do it because Tom Carey said. You're supposed to check things out for yourself, and if it feels right and you pray about it, then act on it. But don't do it unless you prayed about it and you checked it out for yourself. So go to his website, find out, and I'll put the email if you found this in the podcast and look in the description thereof, and you will find his email address as well as the website address to his website, of course. Boy, I'm tongue-tied tonight. Anyway, folks, we must remember that there is only one God. And he's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repented sins. He rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul. Then love your neighbor as yourself. Always be a blessing for others. Pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. We really do need your help. Or pray about supporting radio airtime, because we do need your help. Lord our God, Father, King of the universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that the Father blesses and keeps you, and his face shines upon you, and is gracious to you, and gives you peace like no one or nothing else can. Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.